Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There's a little more of a seal sound there than I intended it to be.
It was a little seal. I felt a little bit like I've been kissed by a rose.
Baby! Yeah. This one, it's Welcome to Two Chunks. That song goes...
I love
unnecessarily
that's a great song,
hard.
Dude,
I saw that in theaters. That was oof.
Just the music video, or like the whole movie?
What happened to good like credit songs? I don't
For
know.
Real?
Man. Maybe they're just gone, dude.
Come back.
They shouldn't be. They should come back. It's Two gone. Chunks, and it's for this guy, Jordan.
I'm Doge. Summer's almost here. Today's punchline is, they drop their trunks.
What do elephants do before they get in the pool?
Yeah.
Before they skinny dip. Pardon.
Jordan?
Yeah. I mean, that was going to be essentially my answer.
Why do the elephants get kicked out of the pool party? They drop their trunks.
Yeah.
Summer's almost here.
Out of the pool party. That was a bummer.
It is, we just discussed that it feels like 6 degrees outside.
Summer is almost here. It's warming up. Things are turning green again. Life has found a way. Summer's almost here.
Summer's almost here. I'm Carter and I don't know, man. You ever have those days?
Wow.
I just don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
I try not to have them on recording days, but yeah, I have them.
That's fine.
Well, I try to make sure I know if the recording's going.
Do I just continue making a name for myself? Is that what I am?
That's a personal decision. I assumed it was more like a resolution or something.
I'm Carter and I'm Dr. Carter. How about that today?
Sure.
Yeah.
We're showing the boys beforehand the bound, printed, copyrighted copy of my dissertation. It's hard not to talk about it. And
Dr. Author John Carter Willis of Mars.
Since we're talking about it, I'll go ahead and say that I think it's very cool that you went for the sort of foil embossed penis on the front. I think that is a bold decision that a lot of people wouldn't have chosen.
That's what I call a PhD.
I mean,
a penis
having dude.
Essentially, I was going to say a joke. I'm not going to say it.
Yeah. Hey, as we've already established, summer's almost here. A lot of people have been saying that so far this episode. It seems to be kind of the general consensus around Camp Two Chunks. Summer is almost here. It's warming up. I'm ready to go outside, take my shirt off, let this torso be exposed to that warm summer air.
Good time to take my shirt off.
And I don't know about you guys, but on a time like this, this time of the year,
on a with time summer's coming like up, this,
on a time like this, when summer's coming up, definitively, factually, when summer's coming up, I'm like, what am I going to do in summer since summer's coming up? Since summer's almost here, what am I going to do in summer? Thankfully, our friends at thetop10s.com have prepared us a list of the top 10 activities to do in the summer. This was created by user Pony. I think it's Pony, and it's a picture of the fox from Zootopia.
My pony.
Pony has provided us with a list of, hey guys, 25 things to do in the summer. I want you guys to take turns guessing, okay?
We're only counting the top 10 though, eh?
I'm going to give you all 25. You get 3 strikes.
This list must be borked beyond belief if he's giving us 25 chances.
We do this together? I can't remember.
Nope, it's a competition. Get 3 strikes.
Go to the beach.
Go to the beach.
My favorite thing about these is that it's news to Doge too.
No, yeah. It's not news. I'm trying to count because go to the beach is on here twice. Day on the beach. I'm from New Jersey and I think you need to go at the right time if you otherwise New Jersey boardwalk suck. Day on the beach and also have a beach party. Great. Good food and music. Be barefoot.
Good food and music.
Go to the beach is here twice.
Wow. What can you do, Jordan?
Jordan, what do you think, since summer's coming up, what do you think we should do in the summer?
Swim.
You know what's crazy? Number one is go in a pool.
We counting it.
I'll count that.
Of course we are.
Guys, I think this is, especially if it is a pool of thick, gooey, sticky slime, exclamation point.
The hell?
I think this might be from a yucky one. This list might be from a yucky one.
Is this a pervert? Did a pervert make this list?
This list might be from a yucky one. Carter, summer's coming up. What do I do?
Summer's coming up.
Think like a pervert. Make sure you think like a yucky nasty one, pervert.
Dude. I guess it's summer then.
Put the lotion on its skin, probably.
I would make a skin suit. No, I. if it's
Carter, summer's coming up. What do
vacation.
I do?
Duh.
Go on a vacation is number 4. Great job.
No one knows summer like these boys.
That's true.
Love summer. The boys of summer.
My favorite part of the year is when summer. I sweat.
Jordan, what do I do? Summer's coming up.
Yeah, you know it.
Ice cream.
Yes, dude. We all
ice cream. Let me see. I'm going to try to fit this into this list.
You're just going to give it to him if it's not there? Is that what you're saying?
None of the 25 things could feasibly be misconstrued as have ice cream. Strike 1.
Well, that's silly.
Beach
ice
twice
cream?
Silly.
Ice cream? I'll never do that in the summer. Are you kidding me? Summer's coming up. What should I do? Ice cream? No way.
Man, summer's coming up. Time to work on that tan, dude. Get tan. Sunbathe.
You've made a grave error, Carter. Nobody making this list
ever been
has
outside
ever
probably, huh?
Been yeah. outside before.
There's a section of this page called The Newcomers.
How is it spelled?
These are entries on this list that I assume have been recently added. And the first entry in the newcomer section is sunbathing. Carter,
that
great job.
Is the newcomer section summer. Part of the 25?
Yeah. Is that in?
The newcomer section would be 26 and 27.
What are we doing?
So,
this what is happening right now?
We'll strike you.
Yeah, strike me there.
We'll strike you.
What is happening right now? I like how every game Doge has, no matter how many times we've played it, is being formed in real time.
Let me tell you a secret. Can you hear me okay? I'm trying to get real close to you.
Yeah,
let me tell
I
you
can
a secret.
Hear you. You're in my medulla oblongata right
this
now.
This is not a competition show. It's an entertainment show. I'm trying to make the most
dude.
Entertaining
life's a
game.
There's nothing more entertaining than nothing making sense and everybody.
Summer's
doing
coming
stuff.
Up. Jordan, summer's coming up. What do I do?
Hang with friends.
Number 9, verbatim, hang with friends.
Yes,
this is
about.
So nice. Funny, dude. So it's not just nice. A summer thing.
No.
No. That's summer. You hang with friends in the summer. This is summer hang with friends.
Play outside. I'm just casting the widest. It's so heavy, this net, dude. I can hardly cast it by myself.
Nah, that's going to be a strike. That's going to be a strike. Two strikes for Carter. Play outside in the summer? No.
Show me camping.
Oh, wow. That's a good one. Which means...
it's probably not there.
Okay.
It says go to the movies, so that's basically something. It's also number 30 on the list. I'll give it to you.
How generous would you like me to be?
As generous as you were any other time we've played this game, which is seemingly at random.
Camping is number 27.
Then I don't know. Get a strike two.
Two strike.
The newcomers know
is
more.
Is it a newcomer?
You know, we're just a couple newcomers out here. Tanning and camping.
What do you mean, how generous would you like me to be? If it's not 25, if it's not in the 25, which is already an insanely large amount of options you've given us, why would I want the point?
If it's an insanely large amount of options, why do you both have two strikes? Why is it so hard for you to tell me what to do when summer's coming up?
That's a good point, dude.
You have so many options to choose from. You should have
that
perfect.
Hurts.
You should
that
have
hurts,
perfect.
But it's a good point.
Summer's coming up, Carter. What do I do?
Summer's coming up, and it's time to take a road trip.
Ooh, nice.
Okay, Carter's down. I'm going to need some death-saving rolls from Carter.
I thought that was only his second strike.
That's a third strike for Carter.
Hmm.
Third strike for Carter. Jordan, if you strike out here, I'm going to give you each one redemption
VBS.
Round.
VBS.
Hey, not this one. This is a nasty one.
Yeah,
not this,
this
one.
This one's for perverts. Water park.
Water park is so good.
Water park is a good.
Shorty got that water thigh. A water thigh.
God, this one's hard. Have a water fight is number 13 and number 18. Visit an amusement park is number 12.
So you're asking me if I'm okay if you Frankenstein three different things together?
No, I'm saying is a water park an amusement park?
I mean, would yes. You, how would you yes, okay. But it doesn't feel quite as specific. If somebody said I'm going to an amusement park, I would think roller coaster, not water.
Okay.
So but a water park is technically an amusement park.
So what do you think? Third strike, huh?
Depending on how good of a time you're having, water I fight, guess any dude. Park could be an amusement park.
Water fight is on this list twice. That's a third strike. I'm just going to, I want to read you guys these lists, okay? You
what both about struck our death out. Saving rolls? You keep advertising things that aren't happening.
I told you if you got this right, or if you struck out here, you guys would each have a redemption round.
I did those strike out here.
Okay, yeah. Get a redemption round then. Carter, summer's coming
go
up. What do I do?
Soon. We said it before. Go to the movies.
Uh-huh. Go to the movies. Go to the movies.
Time for the movies, dude.
Go to the
time
movies.
Time for the movies.
So go to the movies. So movies? So go to the movies? Movie going. Movie going is number 3.
It's called, it's just
that's
called
just
movie
regular
going.
Time.
Movie going, one word. I love that.
That's just for like regular it. Time.
Summer's coming up, Jordan. What do I do?
Find it.
I know you know the answer.
Sleepover.
Sleepover.
That's the time that you don't have school.
Yeah, that's gonna be a strike.
That's fine.
Sleepover. Carter is the winner of our list.
That's
today.
Fine
Carter,
because there were so many times that I almost arbitrarily just got not a strike. So I'll take
Carter is the boy of summer.
Summer boy.
Top 10 activities to do in the summer. Number 1, go in a pool. Number 2, summer camp. Number 3, movie going. Number 4, go on a vacation. Number 5, knitting. Number 6, bowling. Number 7, day on the beach. Number 8, swatting at flies. Number 9, hang with friends.
They're not wrong.
Number 10, playing video games. Number 11, have a beach party. 12, visit an amusement park. 13, have a water fight. Or even a mud fight, getting dirty, muddy, and slimed.
Yeah, dude, this is a pervert.
14, this playing Monopoly. 15, going
what
on the top 10.
What is happening?
16, wrestling.
Wait, Monopoly. What was 14? Wait, say, hit me. Oh, wait, sorry, what was 15? Hit me with 15 again then.
15, going on the top 10s.
What does that mean?
This is the website, the top 10s.
Oh,
going
so
on here is something fun to do in the summer. Number 16, wrestling. Number 17, get active.
Wrestling.
18, pool time. 19, picnic in a park. 20, scavenger hunt. 21, make s'mores. 22, sell lemonade. 23, go on a hike. 24, make a song or a funny dance. 25, it's August. Shop for back to school. Summer's over.
Oh, I love that list.
It's certainly for a pervert. We know this.
It's gotta be a nasty one.
I would,
on the beach, the comment is, me and mommy are going sooner or later. Mommies are very sweet.
Yeah, the use of mommy is a
pervert. Also a, could be an 8-year-old.
It's gotta be.
This is a person with a
yeah.
Well, okay, this could work either way because this is either an 8-year-old or a full-grown adult man wearing a leash. It's one of the two.
Mm-hmm. Getting rid of old things is 29. That's a good thing to do in the summer. I like that.
Mm. Well, I'll make sure your grandma knows. How about that? I'll make sure your grandma knows you want to get rid of old things. How about that? Well, how about that?
Carter, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
We're going to start tracking these wins throughout the year. You have won one single top 10.
This is a promise Doge has made for these top 10 lists like five times. It's like, we got to start remembering these. We really ought to start writing these down at the end. Cut to 6 months from now when Doge is like, I found a perfect list about summer because it's summertime. We've never done it before. It's the same list. Y'all remember, if we get a perverted summer list this summer, don't forget it. Don't forget it. Let's leave the world of arbitrary ridiculousness behind and go to something a little more concrete, a little more objective. Let's step into the world. Do you hear that bass riff? Do you hear that bass riff? Do you hear those rings popping? It's time for Tim Allen Presents Wild Hogs.
Oh,
Carter, since you won, I would like for you to give us the first hog name.
Woo.
If you don't mind.
Robert.
This one's Robert.
Robert the Hog.
Dude, Google just knows at this point. If I'm typing a name, it's like, you mean the hedgehog? Of course.
Do you mean the hedgehog? Surely you mean the hedgehog.
Wait a minute.
Or like, more like Hobbert the Redrog.
Classic Doge.
Thanks, guys. Wow. I'm going to give myself a win on my scoreboard document for that one.
Now, are you, what are you? Help me understand you. Because this art is
what?
Wonderful. Are you? Oh, this is a real character. I won't do that then. There is a Robin Hood styled Sonic Whoa, character.
That's cool.
Called Rob-O the Hedge.
That's funny.
Rob of the Hedge to you.
I'm sending this to you because this art is awesome. Yeah, and I was very excited to choose this character because I thought that this was straight up the best OC we've ever seen. Mm. But it turns out, look at the art. You don't even have to click the link, but just look at the art.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty sick.
How sick is that?
That's
pretty sick. Rob of the Hedge.
Great shoes.
Really
I love
sick.
The shoes. I want them.
Yeah.
Shoes are little hiking yeah. boots kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Very practical.
Summer's coming up for Rob of the Hedge. Rob of the Hedge going to go on one of those summer hikes.
Very practical.
Rob, what are the top 10 things you like to do in the summer? Point arrow,
have shoe quiver, arrow,
water fight.
I would argue that's not a quiver. I would argue that's a map tube on his back.
The Declaration of Independence is in there for sure.
Also, can we discuss how high his ass is and how short his torso is?
Yeah. That's kind of how Sonic does.
Not quite that high, but yeah, I agree. Okay.
For the purposes of this, I would also accept a Bob or a Bert the Hedgehog if you can't find a good Robert.
No, there's a lot I'll of... The no problem here is choosing the Robert. Yeah. The problem here is honestly choosing the Robert.
Since it's mine, you can do whatever you want with yours, Doge.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm going to ask for Bert the Hedgehog whenever I get this right.
Okay, I'm Robert going with Bob this one because I really like the...
Bob the Hedgehog.
The oeuvre.
I'm fine if it's a Robert H. Hog. But...
Nope, this one's just a clean...
Robert H.
Got one clean take on Robert the Wait, Hedgehog. Here's what I'll give you. I'll give you some of the information.
That is good.
Yeah, show me the picture and then I'll guess.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. I don't normally do this, but I will give you the information that this person has provided to me on DeviantArt. Robert is in another universe. I'm sorry, is in a other universe.
A other.
Name, Robert the Hedgehog. Gender, male. Age, 21. Species, hedgehog. Personality, 3 question marks.
Personality?
Yeah.
Personality?
Personality?
So, gentlemen, please begin. Give me some information about Robert the Hedgehog.
Blue. He's blue. Fair blue.
Eye patch.
Ooh. Jeans. Backpack.
Frown. Ball cap. Backwards.
Got it.
Black shirt or vest or jacket.
Okay.
Black top. But not like not like asphalt. Yeah.
Backpack.
So now we zeroed out backpack. Hands balled into fists at his side as if to communicate aggression and frustration with the status quo.
Okay.
Kind of like this.
Oh, I thought it was more like that Arthur meme.
Yeah, to get their touching together.
Yeah, it's good.
Like that.
No, like the Arthur meme. He's got Arthur All fist right. for sure, but okay. It's big white glove Arthur fist.
Sure, of course.
Just another win for big white glove.
All these Sonic guys should be RAs in dorm. They already got the glove for you.
You got white gloves because you, what are you, an RA?
Got his ass, dude.
Damn. What are you? Wow, you must have some white gloves, Mr. RA.
Okay, so here's what I'll say. We're tied 1-1. I'll be honest with you.
It's about our average.
We're tied 1-1 here. It is about the average. We're tied 1-1. I'm going to give you each, there's 2 questions you each have to answer to break this tie.
One of them's an eye color question, isn't it?
No.
Thought so.
There's an accessory here. Well, let me rephrase. Mm. There's an accessory in hand here. What is it?
Gun.
Okay.
Axe.
Okay. Okay.
Do I mean a guitar? Do I mean a weapon? Do I mean a body spray?
Wow.
I'll never tell.
Wow, who can know? And follow-up question. There's something odd about the pose. And by I don't mean odd in a real-world sense. I just mean odd for these Sonic characters. There's something odd about the pose here. What is it?
Sitting down.
Oh, I was going to say that. Jumping. He's in midair. Jumping.
Okay.
Still 1-1.
I love this because we are still at a 1-1 tie, which means, my beautiful boys, you will get to co-create the next hog. Here's a picture of Robert the Hedgehog coming your way.
A sword. I should have said sword. And we have no legs.
And
we
it's
have
a side
no legs.
Profile.
It's a waist up side profile.
Looks
have
Final
no legs,
doesn't he?
Yeah,
it does look Final Fantasy-ish.
The scarf is why I changed from. It's not just an accessory. There's a handheld accessory because I would say a scarf is also an accessory.
Yeah,
it would I got go frowned in. I guess is what I got. There.
And I got black top.
That's correct.
I did say white glove.
Yeah, but it wasn't sort of like. The actual guest, though, you know what I mean?
Very human
yeah,
fingers.
Yeah, it was just, yeah, I can't
it's
stop not looking very
on this hedgehog. Fingers. It's human proportions.
Can't stop looking at it.
Which is interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Gentlemen, create together for me our next hog.
Here's what we're going to do, Doge. You and I.
Tell me.
Friends for a long time. Co-hosts for a long time. Same brain, basically. Yeah. You give me the first syllable, I'll give you the second immediately after.
Great.
Oh man, this is a tough one.
A thin.
Goo? we think about Gooeth and the Hedgehog? Does it exist?
Have I told y'all my...
Did you mean Jonathan the Hedgehog?
Sure. Did I tell y'all about my Scattergories story with Chelsea's family? You've played...
I don't think... I can't wait to hear it.
Right? Roll the dice.
Yeah, yeah.
All these things have to start with this letter. Something sticky. In my mind, G. Oh my God. Goo. How clever. We're going to do that.
Yeah.
Hey man, letters S. My whole list was G's. Somehow, I was like, goo. And then just the rest of it. So every time we play, or every time someone just has like a brain fart, we're just like, goo, man. Goo. Because I was so proud. I was like, just X through everything.
That's so funny.
It's the first one, too. And I was like, goo. I'm like, yeah, that's right. Give me goo. My flowers. And they're like, are you serious? Like, goo is sticky. They're like, right. It doesn't start with an S. Gooeithin, give it to us, boy.
I'm so confused.
There's no chance.
There's no Gooeithin.
There's no chance there's a Gooeithin.
I have found what I would consider to be an appropriate approximation of Gooeithin.
Goober the Hedgehog.
Could have been Goober. I could have just gone.
Okay.
Goose.
If we are okay with playing a little fast and loose with Gooeithin, I do think I have found an appropriate approximation.
Yeah, well, because the way it is like when I'm playing a game, I don't care if we play fast and loose with the rules. I don't care if it's a little fun, a little different, a little quirky every time.
Mm. Sorry, you cut out. So here's what we found on fanfiction.fandom.com. This character. Tell me about spiritual Jonathan the Hedgehog.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Necklace.
Okay.
Spiritual earrings. Jonathan?
Spiritual Jonathan.
Spiritual aura. Jonathan.
Some representation of an aura. Eyes closed. All right, come on, Doge. You're running out of time.
Yeah. Spiritual Jonathan is a priest, I believe.
Occupation.
A priest.
I love that.
Maybe not. Maybe not of God. He's a priest of some
of hog. Floating
of something. A priest of hog. Nope.
Floating.
He's glowing. There's yellow. I'm seeing yellow in the ether. Yellow's calling out to me in this image. Robes. Perhaps a crystal of some sort.
Spiritual. I think we Jonathan. Got some dark magic. Purple.
Maybe. Oh. Okay. I think it's good. I think it's light magic. I think it's good magic. Yellow. Okay.
Sure.
Yellow either means good magic or dehydrated.
Or pee-pee.
Yes, right.
Okay.
Their
hands are touching. Somehow. Okay. Just gonna say that.
Yeah, like a prayer, like prayer? Like this?
Could be that. Could yoga? Be this. You know?
Oh, it could be class.
Could be this.
And piety. Yeah.
Could be.
Huh.
Could be this.
We'll speed this up. We're currently tied.
Oh.
0-0.
Oh, no.
On Spiritual Jonathan. Here's our tiebreaker question.
Hang on. Big sword.
Okay. Still tied 0-0 on Spiritual Jonathan. Yeah. Our tiebreaker question. I didn't just choose Spiritual Jonathan for the name. What's the reason I chose Spiritual Jonathan?
That's the question.
Mm-hmm. Why did you choose Spiritual Jonathan? Mm-hmm. Not just for the name?
Yeah, I figured instead of letting you guys flounder in the dark, I'd clear things up a little bit.
Yeah.
He's an angel.
Okay.
Is there some goo somewhere in this image? Are we bringing in the goo?
I'm going to give it to Doge.
You can have it, Doge.
Only in the loosest sense is there goo, because I think we would all agree that ectoplasm...
It's goo.
...is goo. And friends, this spiritual Jonathan is certainly made of the spiritual essence.
Whoa, yeah. Spiritual Jonathan, fully blue like a dead Jedi.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a Force ghost This is a Force Ghost Hedgehog, almost certainly.
Wow.
Do you have any kind of lore about spiritual
He's items? A spirit actually. Himself.
I would love to hear
I never thought
it.
That.
Excuse me.
Father, Son,
he
and Spiritual
He is one of the guardians
Jonathan.
Of heaven.
Sorry.
Father, the Father, the Son, and Spiritual Jonathan. He is one of the guardians of heaven, along with Spiritual Amy, Spiritual Shadow, Spiritual Sonic, Spiritual Silver, Spiritual Knuckles,
sure, the
and
whole
spiritual,
cast is spiritual
Sonya. His job is protect Jonathan from harm. When the time comes for Jonathan to go heaven, Jonathan's appearance changes. He is blue all over. His chest fur is blue as well. He is very manly.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say looking
at this. It was like, hey, I do want to make the distinction that I do recognize that Sonic tends to be blue all the time, but you need to know that spiritual Jonathan has blue chest hair. I know that's usually why.
Very blue.
Blue chest hair.
Blue chest hair. Yeah.
There is, I would say maybe some of the most information on any wild hog we've ever had.
Wow.
We've got trivia. Jonathan is the only human, to have a spiritual hedgehog form. I get it. Jonathan is a human who has a spiritual hedgehog form, making him a bit of a character.
I would say.
Jonathan has blue quills, just like Shadow, but blue. So I would say more like just like Sonic,
Maybe so. Maybe just a bit more like Sonic. Than
and
Shadow.
Then
he's just like Tails if Tails was a blue hedgehog.
Can I give you some quotes?
Please.
Yeah. Or is it from the Bible?
Quotes in both fanfic and movie. We've got Yippee-ki-yay.
Mm-hmm. Famous.
Damn it, I am so dead. Where did I end up?
Mm.
I swear to God, this isn't my world. Why do I repeat myself? And take this, sucka.
What if I like to imagine spiritual Jonathan says all of that all at one time, right when he first wakes up in heaven. So.
And he says it every day, which is why do I repeat myself? No, this is this prologue. Is fantastic. It seems like based on the quotes, this is what is referred to in anime often as an isekai character, someone who's woken up in a new strange land. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Doge, we're going to do a final quick hog because we got to do three by law.
Quick hog.
Give me the quickest hog.
The fastest hog. A quick hog. Thomas?
Certainly we have done Thomas.
No chance. We have not done Thomas.
I don't think so.
Hedgehog.
I mean, there's going to be 1,000 of them, so we can sort
right.
of take
so you
pick.
Get to pick.
525,600 Thomas.
I got it instantly.
Yeah, great.
Bro, Thomas Red. Thomas Quick. No, I can't do that. You can't just do like traits.
I think Thomas is an anthropomorphic animal.
That's funny.
Thomas Eyes. Red. Thomas very red.
Thomas is blue, I think. I think Thomas is a tracing of Sonic, which is, I know, breaking new ground for these hogs.
Sure.
Action shot.
I wouldn't give you points for tracing of Sonic just by the way.
We're running.
Right.
Action shot.
Okay.
Thomas is standing in the sort of default hedgehog pose, which is the exact pose that Jonathan the Hedgehog is in. Just kind of like a three-quarters view of him. Like that Rob Liefeld drawing of Captain America, except like normal proportions.
Right. Long jacket.
Weird feet.
Hat.
Short skirt, long jacket, hat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Vest.
Earrings.
Fingerless gloves. We got to see him eventually.
Hey, I'll say this. Someone has 1 point. Someone has zero. Both of you close your eyes for me.
Okay.
Float, 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 float. We're getting a bird's eye view. We're looking at the forest. We're not looking at the trees. Think differently. Let me get a couple final guesses. Really get up there. Really get up there in the stratosphere.
Not even a hedgehog.
Red bandana. Oh, I need to think even more differently. I said red bandana.
Yeah, that was maybe the least differently you could have possibly thought.
Well, I was going to say train conductor outfit. Thomas the Hedgehog. Thomas the Hedgehog drives Thomas the Tank Engine.
Okay.
I'm done.
You're done?
Not a hedgehog.
Doge, you done?
It's not a hedgehog.
Sure.
What is it then?
Horse.
with a final score of Carter 1.5 point and Doge 1.5 points.
Yeah.
Let me present to you Thomas the Hedgehog. This is an abomination. I'm 100% certain was made by artificial intelligence.
Ooh, I knew it. I didn't. That's why I didn't say this.
This is.
I should have just said he is a tank engine.
Yeah.
This is an abomination.
My mind so many times.
Combined together. Sonic.
I thought it wouldn't happen.
And Thomas the Tank Engine together. It's pretty horrifying to look at. The eyes are screaming for help.
This is a big swing that you can't come back from. Like, if I had started this off and been like, he's a train, and he wasn't a train, I would never hear the end of it.
Well, that's why I tried to lift
you. It was all there, man.
Up above.
Whenever I was in the astral space and I was descending onto the image of Thomas, there was a train. And I thought he was driving the train, but he is the train.
Can't miss the train for the Thomas, you know?
I did just see that is from a generative AI website.
Boo.
Who created that abomination. I didn't realize
It's not art.
It's not an OC. It's
pixels.
Yeah. I don't love that I chose that now that I realize that it's not an OC. On the thumbnail, I couldn't tell.
That's okay.
And it was too funny to not
do. I appreciate you being
somebody did vulnerable. Create that with, it wasn't an OC. I like the heart of the OCs. The soullessness of just like, combine these two things isn't as fun. I
appreciate that.
Let's go to Sean Osmonds. Welcome to Shout Announcements, the part of the show where we give shout outs and make announcements. I know you loved that sound. Did you love it?
It sounded like a future scooter.
Yeah.
Like if I was writing, it'd be like
very Jetson.
The Jetsons. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you loved that sound, then I know you love this show. And if you love this show, then I know you've rated and reviewed us.
Surely you have.
This isn't for you. This is for the person behind you. Just get out of the way of my voice. What are you doing?
Why aren't you doing that?
Come on.
Why haven't you rated and reviewed us?
Imagine over 100 of your friends having a party, having a great time, and it didn't cost anything. Well, how much did it cost to get in there? Nothing. Well, actually it did. Maybe like 60 seconds. Like, that's it. And I can just go play with them and have fun. Yeah, dude. It's free. Join the party.
Summer review. Style?
Right.
Hang like with the summer? Friends, summer style?
It's just like you would summer. Do since summer's coming up.
Wow. Get in there.
Listen, now is honestly more important than ever. With summer right around the corner, your friends and your family don't know what to do in the summertime. Send them our show. Send them an episode or two of our show. That's one of the things. It might get you through the whole summer back to back. That's something that wasn't on the list. The best thing to do in the summertime is to share our show with your friends or your family or your enemies.
How many days do you think our show is?
How many days do you think our show is?
Probably
50?
2 weeks.
Oh, I'm so bad.
You ever Google your podcast to figure out how many episodes you've done?
Not recently.
It's got to be more than 2 weeks. And the 23rd. It's a whole month, I think. I think you can get through about 36 days with our show.
How many?
Surely.
Just leave it running. I think you can get through a month. I'll give it a month. I'll give it 30 days. You can get through a full, like not a February. You can get through like a full blown April.
45 days.
You think 45?
He's mathing so hard right now.
I'm stuck on this.
I know.
I'm
he
stuck
can't
on
get
this.
Off.
I have to figure this out.
Well, I'm just thinking an average of roughly an hour an episode. So, you know, 10 days is 240 episodes. And we've done, I don't think we've hit. We're somewhere in the 600s, probably. Maybe not quite that high.
Oh, man. How do I figure this out?
We'll just have to wait.
This will be information that comes. So share this with your friends and family because they got to know the answer.
We're not
to
in the 600s.
Math.
Am I insane? We can't be in the 600s.
I don't know how many we have.
Find
dude.
Out
that's
how many we
thing.
Have. I don't
know.
One way to find out is join our Discord.
I don't
Come
know.
Come on over, $5. Join Patreon. That
wow,
too.
That's true.
Discord. Do it.
That's true. Somebody who's very smart can probably figure
it
out.
I bet they can figure it out.
How many?
Wow. Thanks, Discord. Also, join the Discord.
Join the Discord.
Join the Discord.
Back to the show.
I don't know how many we have.
We'll figure it out.
Oh, yes, I do. 593.
A lot of those are mini Mondays, though, eh?
Well, it still counts. This is episode 594.
Right, but it's a drastically different...
Do an average.
First of all, I don't think it counts. I don't think this is episode 594.
But do like that times
mini
45.
Mondays are a different thing.
Yeah.
Some longer, some shorter.
It's 26,685 minutes.
Great. That's all I needed to know.
That is 444.75 hours.
Divided by 24. So about 20 days.
18 and a half days. End, no sleeps, no potty breaks. 18 and a half days of podcast. About.
That's a lot.
For us.
That's many.
That's a lot of podcast. Many days.
That's a lot.
Honestly, less than I would have thought.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We talked about joining the Discord. I also want to give a shout out, not in the shout announcements. I want to give a big thank you to B. Taylor.
Yeah.
Oh, are we back in the show now?
We're back in the show.
It's real show now.
Oh, okay.
We're back in the show. Phil Hill. B. Taylor. Thank you guys so much. This back half is a Bob half. It's a back Bob. It's a Bob back.
Bob. Mm.
Bob back. Box office ball. I've got some fun announcements here. I wanted to do this on the podcast for those of you that are in Discord to kind of give you a heads up because I know you listen. For those of you that aren't, to be able to say, hey, once you come over to Discord, you can play Box Office Ball with us. That's one of the big perks. So what we're doing with Box Office Ball this year is there's going to be more than one season. We've done that in the past. I won't talk too much about the past. But running from February through April for 3 months, we will have Box Office Ball. What happens at the beginning of each month is people are sent a box office ballot. What's on the ballot? Let me tell you. What you have to do in Box Office Ball is you will be given 5 movies, not at completely random. We don't want to just do a bunch of indie stuff. It has to be something that can make the theaters because we have to be able to quantify it via Box Office Mojo, the amount there. But you have to be able to rank those 5 movies as to how well you think they will do domestically for that month. Does that make sense? Mm. So it's like a grid on that ballot. You can only select one per row. So it's like first place. Like I think, you know, movies that we'll have, I'll give you the movies that we're going to have for February. We're going to have Dog Man, which actually releases at the end of January, right? This is a cartoon animated movie. Dog Man will be out there. We'll have Brave New World, Captain America. We'll have The Monkey, which looks scary and funny. This was the guy who did Long Legs, but we're kind of leaning a little bit more to some of the funniness. We'll do Love Hurts, which is a fun movie. If you want to get into the Discord, you can hear more about that, very likely from Phil Hill. And then finally, we'll do, let me look at it. Would have been nice to have this pulled up, eh?
This was, we didn't know we were recording, so surprise.
This is a total surprise. Oh my God, we're recording now. I wanted to do Last Breath, but it's not going to do well, we think, perhaps. It's a pretty terrifying one. I'm absolutely blowing this. Paddington in Peru, of course. The Bear. Mm. We've got The Brave, we got The Bear.
The Bear.
We got The Monkey. We got all sorts of things. So you'll have these 5 movies and you have to rank them 1 to 5. If you get them all correct, awesome. That's 5 points for that month. If you get none of them, you get 0 points from that. But that's okay because you can get 10 points total per month. So also—
How do I get them correct? What is the criteria for getting the movies correct?
They have to be exactly, like for their ranking, amongst the 5 of them, you have to get, for everyone that you get correct— Meaning like if I thought Brave New World was going to make the most monies in February and it does, that's a point. Right?
Okay.
So if you get one wrong, you have to get two wrong. There's no way to get four right.
Correct. Yeah. The point was to have a bunch of different variables so that we don't have too many ties.
Gotcha.
Good. I love it.
And then for each individual movie on this ballot, again, this ballot is two questions. Question one, hey, rank these. Which of these five do you think will make the most, second most, third most, fourth most, fifth most? Then we go to the next question, which is, which of these scores will be higher? Now we're using Flixster. We're introducing Flixster into Box Office Ball. The critic score or the audience score? You're doing that per movie. Make sense? So do you think Paddington cool. and Peru, which is probably going to be pretty difficult because they tend to both rank really high, who's going to love it more according to Flixster? Audiences or critics? There's another possible 5 points there, right? But on this side of things, you can get four right. You know what I'm saying? So you can get a possible of 10 and 0 per month, meaning with 3 months, your record will be some kind of division of 30 points. Will you go 15 and 15, 8 and 22, 29 and 1? So that's how things are ranked there. It's not a matchup-based thing. It's you're in the overall pool of how well you do. If we have a tie.
Competing with your own knowledge.
Competing with your own knowledge. Mm. If you have a two people that are 26 and 4 up at the top, that's fine. We've built in a tiebreaker. And it's Price is Right rules because you will have to guess the designated movie for that month to the cent as close as you can how much money it will make domestically for February.
Gotcha.
Our Excellent. Movie for this month, for February coming up for the for Box Office Ball this year will be Brave New World, Captain America. That's tough. It's really hard to know what the MCU is going to do regardless. And you don't want to go over. So then what do you do? How conservative will you be? And how much will it make in 1 month? For those of you that are going to play Box Office Ball, quick tips. There's archives. The great thing about Box Office Mojo is you can go back and look at this. With all the movies that have, like this is the second installment in that franchise, like Paddington, I think of the Paddington movies, go back and look at see how well it did with Flixster. Is it consistent? Is it not? The fun thing about this is movies are pretty unpredictable. And so we're excited for that. There's going to be 4 seasons of Box Office Ball every year. There is an off season. So we will have spring, summer, fall will all be the same. It'll be 3 months, right? Spring, summer, fall. And then there will be a November, December. It's just a 2 month winter season. Whereas we normally would have 30 possible points. You'll have 24 there, which means that you'll have 6 movies per month for November and December.
Great.
So that we can have the off season in January. But for those of you that might have won one of these other seasons, it might not be an off season for you because there will be a Champions League. For every winner of the 3 month increments, you get an automatic entry into the Champions League.
I love this.
Awesome.
And it's pretty simple. For those of you, we wanted to be able to make this something that is accessible and it doesn't have to be, you have to know individual actors or things like that. Yeah. It's one of the most fun things about fantasy football or just fantasy sports in general is somebody's going to win that doesn't really know what they're doing. And I'm down for that. Come in here. Come play. There will be awards. We will have trophies for every season winner. I found some that are really fun. It'll have your name on it. It'll say Box Office Ball Champ. And it'll give you the specific season. We're calling these the Bobbies. The Bobby Award. So you can win a Bobby for every season that you win. And then we'll have something special for our Champions League champion. But that's Box Office Ball. It's on the way. It's going to happen soon. If you can jump into Discord. So this episode is releasing on the 21st. At the end of this week, the ballots will go live into Discord. So for those of you that want to do that and get in Box Office Ball, literally all you have to do is submit that ballot. You'll give us an email address, all that stuff. It just gets sent to a Google spreadsheet to where we'll have B. Taylor out there being the man in the chair, processing all of that. It's semi-set and forget, but we're also going to have opportunities with Phil Hill. He's going to essentially be, for those of you that know sports well, our Adam Schefter, our SW Tebow.
The chef.
You know, the chef. We're gonna get him in here like we've got with these guys with SW Tebow that you hear from every now and then to give us updates from week to week on how well people are doing, who are his projections of who's going to win that season. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think some of the most fun seasons are going to be the ones where there's no good movies coming out. And you have to just basically put on a blindfold and be like, I think this will make the most. But yeah, box office
like
ball.
That'll ever happen.
So come be a part of that.
When do I get to activate my special power up for being a host where I automatically win? Is that the second or the third month?
Right there at the end.
Okay, good. Yeah. That's great. I just want to make sure nobody except the three of us ever wins or has success.
So take some time. For those of you that aren't in the Discord, you've got a couple decisions. One, do you want to join the Discord? Excellent. Two.
You do. Yes.
You want to do that. Get your research started because there is going to be some strategy here. Like if you really want to be strategic, go for it. If you feel like you got a shot, join us. You don't have to play every season. Maybe you get a champions. Maybe you get a win in the spring and you're like, I'm locked in for the Champions League. I'm just going to coast. Or maybe you're ruthless and you want to win every season so that you have no contender in the Champions League and it's just you alone. We just give it to you. The likelihood of that?
Wow.
Very slim. Not happening. I don't think that's happening. But come in there, play with us. I think we're going to have a lot of competitors for this season.
Incredible.
Box office ball.
Great work, everyone involved. Great work. Yeah, this is awesome.
I love it. Very exciting. Does feel accessible. There was a while there where box office ball was starting to feel like, oh, I'm not good at Excel or math, so I don't think this is going to be
can't do this. Too many variables.
And, I think it's feeling good now, so I'm excited about that.
Very simple.
We do have one more thing to talk about, don't we?
We must.
Jump off if you haven't caught up on the traitors.
On the traitors.
Can I start with, we've talked about this before, AC, Mr. Alan Cumming.
What?
Wow.
10 good
out
host
of 10.
What a gift from spiritual Jonathan.
I cannot wait. Chelsea said this, my wife. I cannot wait until there is we're in season 17 of RuPaul's Drag Race. Let's say season 21. One of the galas or one of the balls is Alan Cummings themed, right? Can we just do like a...
Sure, yeah.
For real.
Why not?
Yeah. Oh my goodness gracious. He is...
The outfits are outrageous.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Very cool. Very fun. Very mysterious. The perfect host. Can't imagine this show happening with anyone else.
I feel like the last time we talked about traitors, we were like, it's still early. So we're in the thick of what are going to be the moments that define this show as a whole.
Certainly.
I do think we had one of those in episode 4.
Okay.
I do think.
Ooh, yeah.
Because it's such a special look at the kind of individual personalities these two were and are, like in their current games, what they've done in the past.
The Dueling Roberts.
The Bob-Off, dude. For them to go against each other in this way. And then I also just think it's something that we haven't seen on Traitors. And again, that's not hard in the third season to do new things. We're always throwing stuff against the wall. I don't mind the mini games. I hope it doesn't get as ridiculous as it did near the end of season 2 when it was like, people don't really have a chance here. Like, what are we doing? There's too many shields, all that kinds of stuff. It was a super Bob episode, but the Rob deciding after our challenge, which by the way, in the challenge, we also have a wonderful moment with Bob H. In that he is coming to the grips of, which is, you know, I'm mid-30s, not quite there yet as to where Bob H is, but to be like, hey, I'm actually not capable of things that I used to be. And the kind of like sorrow that can come from that, you know, he's known as being this athletic, you know, he's on The Biggest Loser. He's, you know, kind of at the beginnings of home fitness. You know, he's up there with Jillian Michaels and Bowflex and all that kinds of stuff. Heart attack 7 years ago.
Bobflex.
Heart attack 7 years ago and not able to do what he thought he'd be able to do and just being really vulnerable and sharing that was huge.
No, I thought that was great.
So it was Bob from the start. But then Bob the drag queen choose to say,
oof.
Alan is a so pot
my, this
stirrer,
is my first thought.
Dude.
This is my first thought here. Look, it was unfortunate that it had to come to this, but Bob shot first. That's what I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Boston Rob had no choice. And the moment we watched with some friends, and the moment that Bob the drag queen said, I think one of the new guys is a traitor, I was like, well, Bob's gone. Rob has to do it.
Jaws, and there's blood in the water.
The music is starting.
Oh, it's like it's over.
Yeah. Yep. Rob has to do it. Now, here's the other thing I'll say. Great job. So entertaining. Bit of an overplay by Boston Rob, I think.
I agree. He was so confident at the table. It makes me very nervous. I don't know how he rebuilds.
Now, I'll say this. After that.
I think there is one way to do it.
I've said that sentence about Boston Rob about a dozen times. Yeah. I don't know how he comes back from this. And then he just kind does. So
that's true.
We know Wes is on his tail. We know other people are kind of sniffing him out. So it's definitely possible. But, and I do think it was an overplay. And I think if it was anybody but Boston Rob, I'd say by next week. But he might, I don't think he wins now. I think there's no way he wins now.
Yeah, there is a thing about Boston Rob, though, that is just so fun. And it's got to be why he's been on the short list probably since season one to be on this show.
Yeah.
Is that he has such a radar for alphas. He's got a radar for people 100%. That are coming for him. And man, he always feels like he's a couple steps ahead of you. And so, it's a small house, you know? I think Wes needs to be careful because then how does Rob cover it, you know? I don't know. It's brilliant.
I think you put it on Dylan Efron. I think that's his only play. I think he
puts
the whole thing on Dylan.
Because he says that. Dylan immediately was like, I've thought it was Bob the Drag Queen from the beginning.
If I'm Rob, I just go, look, Dylan was just not speaking up right. And I wanted to try and help him because I agreed. That's the only play I think Rob has right now. I do think the other traders are going to be mad at him. And I do want to say, Bob the Drag Queen went out like a champion.
Was not surprised.
What a great exit.
Was not surprised.
The exit interview where Bob is just like, game recognizes game. Rob had to do it. I would have done the same to him. That was excellent.
And he's not wrong.
I thought that was like.
First thing he said was, Boston Rob was afraid of me. And you're like, you're right, dude.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. That's why he eliminated
you. For sure. No, I think Bob the Drag Queen could have gone so much longer in this game. It was an unstoppable force meeting an immovable object here.
I feel like Bob the Drag Queen cannot say, I think the traitor is one of the new guys, or I think one of the new guys is a traitor.
Yeah, you had to
unless
know.
Bob the Drag Queen is certain that the votes are there.
Yeah.
That's one of those, you come with the king, you best
well,
on
I don't
this,
think Bob like, was intending to target Rob right then and there necessarily, but I do think if the thought was never had of this puts a target on Boston Rob and he knows I'm doing it, then that was a misstep by Bob.
Sloppy.
And if the intention was to put the target a little bit on Rob, or if the intention wasn't to put the target on Rob, then Bob should have thought before he spoke, unfortunately.
Yes.
I think a best case scenario for traders is that you know all of the cast. I think that makes things really fun. To be like, oh, I can't wait till, you know, Wes does this. But those of the three new guys, right, which were our pinnacle of each of these shows, Boston Rob is the only one I know. So I am kind of having fun getting to see a little bit of what y'all have teased in terms of like, Wes is pretty intuitive.
Like Wes and Derek. Yeah,
but what I'm getting at is like, I loved Derek finally bringing up his detective work. I've just been hungry for him to be like, you know, sometimes in you know, when you're asking people these questions, when they're foul, you know, when they're lying, it's easier to say that. Yeah. I was like, oh, there it is. It feels like he's really careful to not just flex that because he doesn't want to be a target. But he's also great. Let's pour one out for Jeremy. So sad he's gone. I really like him. Dude.
Yeah, it was a bummer.
I love Jeremy.
It's just been Housewives and Survivor players and Bob. That are out of this show, which is just crazy.
And Wells.
I forget about Wells
too.
Real Housewives of Bachelor in Paradise.
Real Housewives of Bachelor in Paradise.
Real Housewives of Survivor in Paradise. The drag queen.
Wells from Real Bartenders of Bachelor in Paradise.
If I'm Boston Rob and I catch wind of Wes saying like, well, who's going to know? Who's going to be 100% sure? A traitor would be 100% sure. Then, like we kind of have said already, I would say Rob is like, I agree. And I was speaking up for the person that was the first one to be vocal about being 100% sure.
Yeah. Dylan came to me right when I got in the house and was like, I know Bob's a traitor. I need help.
Dylan is also feeding him the narrative. Dylan is telling everybody, off of this high of getting Bob out, he's like, I just wish I was a better speaker. I just can't do those kind of things. I'm so glad Rob did that for me.
So I did it for him.
Pooh. Get him.
Yeah. The other thing is, if I'm Rob, I'm considering going just as hard, maybe not this coming round table, but the next one, for somebody that I know is not a traitor. So that hopefully it's like, sorry guys, I really thought that was, so just to get a little suspicious, like,
yeah,
like go just as hard at some rando who's not a traitor. And then when they get them out, be like, sorry guys, I really thought I had that one.
Yeah.
Man, it is so delicate. Like,
it really is.
I feel like he's in such a like a hair trigger of a situation.
Look,
right now.
Last season with Dan, I made the mistake of thinking that somebody's skill in one game carried over to another, and Dan was so bad at the traitors. Yeah. He will admit that as well.
Dan lost the whole season for the traitors.
For sure. But Rob, this is not that scenario. I don't think that this is as much of a weird over underplay as Dan did. I just think that he stretched himself a little thin to make sure he got a threat out. And I don't think getting the threat out was a bad idea. I do hope that his Robness can carry over here, because it's not that I necessarily want to see Rob win. I would love that, but I just don't want to see him go out without doing some more impressive stuff.
Yeah.
I think the show is more interesting when the traitors are winning.
I think it's so interesting when it's pretty close. I think when it stays pretty neck and neck, and there's some sniffy faithful, but there's some elusive traitors. Now, Carolyn, there's not an ounce of suspicion on that woman.
Carolyn is my winner pick for the season.
It seems pretty likely.
I think she could do it. And good for her.
Because I think that, I think Carolyn is like such a good choice to be a traitor.
Incredible.
Especially
choice to be a traitor.
Watching Carolyn's Survivor season, Carolyn was sort of ostracized on her season for being like, she's kind of goofy, kind of got like a little bit of a more weird personality.
Right.
And so that, like, that is so working to her favor here. She doesn't seem to be having the most fun experience in the traitor.
She never seems like she's having a great time. Yeah.
I hope a big prize at the end will help her feel better about this.
Give me a top faithful right now, not to win, but who you're just having fun watching. Is there?
I really am having a lot of fun with Dylan Efron.
Yeah.
I am.
Number one, if you close your eyes, he sounds just like Zach. But number two, I don't think he looks very much like Zach, but the dude has Zach Efron's voice. Exactly. But also, he really does have good instincts.
Yeah.
Other than Rob.
Yeah.
He's blindly trusting Rob because of...
No, not reputation. A good one. Bob, freaking... Dude, that's a freaking untucked on him.
Did you see that Bob... Ooh. Did you see that Bob was like, I don't actually think that.
Yes, 100%. 100%. Yeah, I love Gabby.
Certainly.
She's
certainly
so funny.
She is confidently incorrect about everything.
Yes.
And it makes me laugh.
Every single thing.
Yes. Yep. She's really funny.
I liked seeing a little fire in Dolores.
I was going to say this too. This is what I talked about, and I'm seeing it a little bit more. But her like saying in hushed tones to Efron of like, you don't go for the queen. Don't go for the queen yet because he's going to come for you kind of thing. Yep. You know, she's thinking about it. She's got some strategy.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that.
But yeah, I hope we can keep her around.
I like to see that. I think Kate a couple seasons ago proved that once somebody from a Bravo show understands the rules of the game, they can be very dangerous and they can use their influence very well.
Dude, Jordan, with you starting Housewives, isn't it such-
Yes, I have started Housewives.
Isn't it such a housewife flavor for like when Robin just brought an awkward conversation to the table and asked everybody to participate? Like that's a housewives thing. He's like, yeah, let's talk about that right now. Like, let's just all talk about it. Because she's not afraid of the conflict. That's why they're good. You got to have some housewives.
No, I think it's great. Well, that about wraps it up.
Yep,
Let's in today's episode, let's each give our name for once. And then tell me what faithful you would model your game after right now. Not who you'd like to be. This isn't aspirational. I'm saying maybe not model. Which faithful you would be most similar to, you think, in this game right now. If you're dropped into it. For two chunks and a hunk, I'm Jordan, and I think my game would be most similar, probably as a faithful, to, I think probably like Nikki. I think that I would find myself a little crew, and then just feel like I was on the back foot. I would have such a hard time ever feeling, especially at the beginning, like I was making any real progress at all as a faithful.
Yep.
And Nikki feels like she's got a good head on her shoulders. She's got a crew that she really likes, but none of that is really helping her at all. And I think that would be my inevitable, like, how do I make ground?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm Doge. Summer's coming up. And I think that I would be, I really appreciate Derek's game this season of just like, let me
I think I'd be
observe.
Most similar to one of the best players in reality TV
I think
history.
I'd probably be like the guy who's really good at all the games he plays. I appreciate Derek's game of like, let me build a case. Let me observe. Let me get like a deck basically built of evidence, of facts, of hunches. Let me talk with a small number of people about this. And not really be a loud presence at the table.
Yeah. I'm Carter and I'd want to be Derek. He's who came up for me.
I think I'd be one of the best players of the game.
Especially
of all time.
In the like use my career to be like, well, and this is what I would actually know about this, so you should believe me kind of thing, and then speak up when I need to.
Yeah.
But I would legitimately, very clearly, actually be Bob H. And I would be incredibly personable, very wrong with every guess.
Sure.
Very emotional.
Bob is also confidently incorrect about a lot of things. That's a great point.
Every single time. Yeah. Yep.
So that I think that's what I would be. Like the freaking slip. I would do stuff like that. But I'm so clumsy to be like, oh, happy faithful hunting. Oh, shit. I meant happy. Yeah. You know, like that
traitor.
Is so.
Yep.
You gotta love it.
That's funny.
I think if I ever actually won. I'm way too high on myself on like competitive reality shows. If I ever actually won one of them, 40% of it would be an accident.
I think they all are, dude. I think even the best players would tell you that luck plays a huge role in these games.
There's an element of chance, yeah.
Who else was cast? Who did you end up getting close to? Who did you sit in the car with on the way to the challenge? Like all of it can play roles in these games. But all right, well, night-night, Chunkies.
Good night.
That's how we end these
night junkies.
Good night. I love you.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.